Step 2. We came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. The second step is necessary if we expect to achieve ongoing recovery. The first step leaves us with the need to believe in something that can help us with our powerlessness, uselessness, and helplessness. The first step has left a vacuum in our lives. We need to find something to fill that void. This is the purpose of the second step. Some of us didn't take this step seriously at first. We passed over it with a minimum of concern, only to find the next steps would not work until we worked step 2. Even when we admitted that we needed help with our drug problem, many of us would not admit to the need for faith and sanity. We have a disease, progressive, incurable, and fatal. One way or another, we went out and bought our destruction on the time payment plan. All of us, from the junkie snatching purses to the sweet little old lady hitting 2 or 3 doctors for legal prescriptions, have one thing in common. We seek our destruction a bag at a time, a few pills at a time, or a bottle at a time until we die. This is at least part of the insanity of addiction. The price may seem higher for the addict who prostitutes for a fix than it is for the addict who merely lies to a doctor. Ultimately, both pay for their disease with their lives. Insanity is repeating the same mistakes and expecting different results. Many of us realize when we get to the program that we have gone back time and again to using, even though we knew that we were destroying our lives. Insanity is using drugs day after day, knowing that only physical and mental destruction comes when we use. The most obvious insanity of the disease of addiction is the obsession to use drugs. Ask yourself this question: do I believe it would be insane to walk up to someone and say, "May I please have a heart attack or a fatal accident?" If you can agree that this would be an insane thing, you should have no problem with the second step. In this program, the first thing we do is stop using drugs. At this point, we begin to feel the pain of living without drugs or anything to replace them. The pain forces us to seek a power greater than ourselves that can relieve our obsession to use. The process of coming to believe is similar for most addicts. Most of us lacked a working relationship with a higher power. We begin to develop this relationship by simply admitting to the possibility of a power greater than ourselves. Most of us have no trouble admitting that addiction had become a destructive force in our lives. Our best efforts resulted in ever greater destruction and despair. At some point, we realized that we needed the help of some power greater than our addiction. Our understanding of a higher power is up to us. No one is going to decide for us. We can call it the group, the program, or we can call it God. The only suggested guidelines are that this power be loving, caring, and greater than ourselves. We don't have to be religious to accept this idea. The point is that we open our minds to believe. We may have difficulty with this, but by keeping an open mind, sooner or later, we find the help we need. We talked and listened to others. We saw other people recovering, and they told us what was working for them. We began to see evidence of some power that could not be fully explained. Confronted with this evidence, we began to accept the existence of a power greater than ourselves. We can use this power long before we understand it. As we see coincidences and miracles happening in our lives, acceptance becomes trust. We grow to feel comfortable with our higher power as a source of strength. As we learn to trust this power, we begin to overcome our fear of life. The process of coming to believe restores us to sanity. The strength to move into action comes from this belief. We need to accept this step to start on the road to recovery. When our belief has grown, we are ready for step 3.